Hi, this is Agatha Nolan in Nashville, Tennessee, and today's post is called Excuses. I've used a lot of excuses in my life, some due to insecurities or lack of confidence, and some just because of laziness. I realize now that I'm too young to get married was born of my insecurities, and I'm not in the mood had roots in my self-centeredness. In most cases, God was calling me to do something, and I was resisting, trying to rationalize my way with God. I've encountered a number of people in the Bible that seem to have excuse-itis, too. Sarah says, "I'm too old to have a baby," in Genesis chapter 18, verses 10 through 13. And Moses pleads, "Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it," in Exodus chapter 4, verse 13. And then there's the banquet guests as a group. In Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 20, they say, "But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.'" Jeremiah said, "Then I said, 'Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth.'" That's found in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6. And Gideon, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." We find Gideon in Judges chapter 6, verse 15. And remember Jonah and the whale? Jonah didn't even bother to make excuses. He just ran from God. But the more I listen, the more I realize that God calls us all to do things that seem humanly impossible, because His works are greater than our understanding. When we think we are too old, we're not. When we plead, "Send someone else to do it," we should step up and volunteer with gusto. Even the very young are used by God in amazing ways. So, what is your excuse today? Not pretty enough? Don't have enough money? Don't like public speaking? Afraid to meet a group of strangers? Are you saying no to God about something He's asking you to do? Maybe you need to be more generous with your time. Be a better mother or daughter, or a better husband. God knows us each as a unique person and calls us to different things. And He always gives us the resources we need to do as He asks. From John chapter 14, verse 12, we hear, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father." You can be used by God. He just wants to hear you say yes. He has mighty things for you to do, and they will bring you joy. Blessings, my friend. Agatha.